I actually started to ask you about the shirt you're wearing, the sort of what the Iron Man, what does that mean to you? Just, I think that's for training camp, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's I think it just shows, durability in guys and guys' toughness staying out there. And, you got to be out there to improve. Obviously some you get limited in some ways, but, we take pride, especially as an offensive line, of everyone being out there and being able to go, as much as we can and working through things and just the durability in that group. So we take pride in that.
How do you make sure everybody's kind of focused on the task at hand after such an emotional game this past weekend? Turn that page.
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge this week. Buffalo's coming in off a big win. They've got a lot they're playing for. We've got a lot we're playing for right now. So it's going to be a great game, great division game, coming down late here in the stretch. And, both teams are really battling for position.
What's helpful, David, about seeing a team a second time around in such a short span and kind of a similar situation to what happened with Miami a few weeks ago, but what can you take from that?
Yeah, it's we've kind of had some division games back to back, and each team, they do something different. There's going to be different keys here and there, and there's going to be wrinkles. So you just try to prepare. You prepare for everything. Luckily, you know a lot of those guys, and in that sense, schematically, there's always going to be different wrinkles getting thrown in there. And that's what's great about football, and that's what makes this game fun.
Where do you think the offensive line is at this point in the season? 14 games in, postseason's getting near. Just where do you think the level of play is in the offensive line?
It's never good enough. There's never – everything's held to such a high standard. We as a group look, and no matter what, we can always find something. We have a perfect game, but to us it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be something frustrating to us. So, it's definitely a challenge. We challenge each other. Coaches challenge us. It's just to be as best as we can be. We've definitely got room to grow. And I think that's what makes a mature football team is these teams that can grow and improve, especially here down the stretch and late in the season.
Dave, when you go up against a guy like Kyle Williams and you look at the body of his work, the consistency and the relative durability, how much do you admire that? Even though he's an opponent, and obviously you're preparing to defeat him and his team, but a guy like that, how long he's been in this league and done as well as he has?
Yeah, definitely respect Kyle. Kyle's a great player. He's done it for a long time. He plays the game, in a way that I admire, tough, physical. And he's been consistent for, however long it's been now. And he's a great player, great competitor. And you love going against guys like that and competing with guys like that. That makes it all fun. He's obviously an opponent, but like I said, if you love competing, you love competing with guys like that.
In the short time that you were out, I imagine obviously you wanted to be on the field, but is there anything to gain when you watch, or do you see the game differently at all, or what was your experience with that?
It's not as fun watching it on TV, but it's tough. I think can't improve if you're not out there. I think that's kind of hard. I mean, obviously if you're hurt, you have to get better to get back out there, but in the sense of football, it's hard to just be sitting around watching it. You pick up on little things, see things here, and maybe things you might not notice, but I think in a whole, you really improve with being out there and, being more involved.
We saw around at the end of the Patriots-Bills game in December, with the stuff with Gronkowski, and from a player's perspective, how much do you how do you view it? Do you have to be sort of on guard in this type of setup?
It's just, we go out there and we're just going to try to compete. That happened, and, but that's not a really focus. Our focus is the challenge we have coming up. They're playing good defense right now, and, it's going to be a tough task, run the football, protecting the quarterback, and that's what we're focused on.
In the wake of the illness, how much did you recover all the weight that you had, if you had lost weight and strength, you feel like you could?
Yeah.
And I asked you about Kyle Williams. What about Eric Wood as a counterpart? Do you study centers around the league, and guys especially who've had established, careers in the NFL, and to see you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, it's a study week-to-week basis. I've loved football for a long time, so I've watched a lot of any center that I've thought has been pretty decent. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's a study each week, but you can pick up on little things. Oh, he did this. Maybe that's something I can try, or he, you know, so-and-so did this. And so I think that just comes along with, you know, watching film. You might be watching film on somebody else and see that, you know, the center, the offense that you're watching do something. And, you know, I think I think big thing is just being like a sponge and try to soak up everything. You know, you can learn things from defensive linemen, you know, how if you set how they're going to counteract, and, you know, from your own teammates, things like that, and use it against your opponent. So I think you just try to take in whatever information you can and process it and, you know, use it to your advantage.
Someone took a picture at the end of the Sunday's game, and they showed, like, you getting drilled by a drink, you know, from a fan. And, I mean, I asked seriously, I mean, how much restraint does that take to collect yourself?
I mean, it doesn't bother me after a win. I was giving a glove to a kid, so it really doesn't matter after a win.
Is there any part of you that says I'm a human being, I don't, you know, don't throw a drink at me? I mean, we saw a Jacksonville situation where a guy, you know,
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not really focused on that much. And, you know, to me, I think that's just part of being, you know, an athlete. There's going to be times, you know, up and down, and, you know, you can't retaliate. You know, sometimes you're not going to like something in a game. You can't retaliate, hurt the team, hurt yourself, you know, things like that. So just another distraction that really doesn't matter.
Just for the record, is this your first podium?
I think second.
Yeah. Like the podium? Is it, are you more of a locker guy?
I think I like the locker room. I'd stay in there if I had the choice. Good.
Thanks, David.